Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out, Music Fest, Steamboat Springs, and Wade Bowen, who always has the best time out here.
Is that a good or bad thing?
I feel like it's the great thing. Like, you have done some really cool shows over the years here. You get to bring everybody out on stage and close it out the right way.
Yeah.
How many years have you all been doing that?
Yeah, I don't even know. I was trying to remember how many times I've actually done
the finale, but it's been a long time. I'd say 15 years or so, maybe.
It's crazy.
This is my 20th year officially at Steamboat. So I think we started doing that 5 or 6 years in, so crazy.
Seems like time flies, but it's such a cool place to go, like where all you guys get to hang out, because it's not very often that y'all get to spend 4 days in the same place, like you and a bunch of your friends.
Yeah, very true. And get to see each other's shows and hang and jam late night. It's such a fun week. I mean, it really is. It's just unlike any other.
It's like I feel like it would probably be like being back at college sometimes. Because y'all are like kids around here, I feel like.
Yeah.
Y'all run the show.
Yeah, and we all act like idiots around each other anyway, you know. So you get 50 of us together or whatever it is. It's a nightmare, I'm sure.
It's like herding cats.
Yeah. Right?
You know, got to have people to make sure you're at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Well, you got the new album, Somewhere Between the Secret and the Truth. Man, that thing is awesome, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You know, it'd been a while since you put out some stuff, I feel like. An album, at least.
Yeah.
What was it like going back into the studio with that, especially after the pandemic?
It was good. You know, I feel like I've been writing
most. I had kind of a little creative drought during the COVID year, during 2020. So I felt like I had a creative hit. So
coming out of that, it felt really
good. And I felt like I had a better sense of direction and just a better creative sense overall. And so I just wrote and wrote and wrote. And, you know, we had the EP re-released the end of 21 just because I was just so ready to get some new music out. We were writing so much, you know. And then they carried it over in 12 brand new songs, you know, added less than a year later. So I've already got studio dates. I've already got another record done.
Wow.
Already got studio dates for next month to go back in again. So I'm working harder than I ever have, and hopefully I'll look up a few years from now and feel like I've, you know, made an impact to my career even this far in. It feels good to feel that way.
The first song that y'all released off of, or you released off of that album, Phones Don't Work, that I think that song has resonated with so many people because we all feel like we need to disconnect somewhere.
Yeah, we all really do need to, or we should, you know. We should feel that way more often, and I'm one of them, guilty of it. So it hits home to me to write that song as well. You know, it's very personal, like try to find a spot in the world where phones don't exist for a while. It's pretty nice when it happens.
Yeah.
After the initial panic attack.
Yeah, for real. You're like, oh God, I can't be on social media. Actually, it's a good thing, I feel like. Now, I have to ask, you and Randy, when y'all get together, is it like being stepbrothers or brothers in general?
It's more like that movie Stepbrothers when they don't like each other at first.
Yeah.
You know? It's more like that. You know, we developed a friendship years ago playing music, and it's, you know, it's just somehow developed into this really strong thing that is a side project, but it's much bigger than that for us, you know. And, you know, I can't tell you that I'd do an interview now or really go do shows or anything without someone bringing Randy up, and vice versa, I think, for him. And that's a good thing. I mean, if we're doing something right with that Hold My Beer stuff, you know.
I think it's just because y'all are so funny on stage, like trying to poke at each other,
that
everybody gets a big kick out of it sometimes.
Yeah, we poke at each other a lot.
Yes. Now, Bowen Fest, your big fest that you do down in Waco, is that in spring? That's in April, isn't it, when y'all usually do that?
We did it in April last year. We're kind of changing some things up again.
Okay.
I'm still, you know, it's a charity event. So it's constantly changing, constantly evolving. And so we're going to try to do it probably in the summer this year. But yeah, it's something I'm very proud of. We do some other events throughout the year, but our foundation is it all benefits the Bowen Family Foundation. And it's a great, great, you know, it's all run by my family. My mom and dad and my sister run it. And it's just very rewarding. I love doing it.
I know I don't ever get to talk to you about that, because normally every time I get to talk to you, it's always about music on the phone. But how can people kind of maybe get involved with donating with the Boeing?
Well, there's a link on our website. Mm-hmm. You can click on and go there and donate if you just want to simply do that. But you know, we have events throughout the year, and we you can actually go through our Boeing Family Foundation website and submit if you're, you know, a charity out there that needs some money. Our only thing is we just don't give to national charities
very often.
Try to keep it local and keep it, you know, the smaller ones that really need it. Sometimes just a simple $5,000 or $10,000 goes a really, really long way for someone. So.
Well, y'all are doing great work with that. So thank you so much for being a voice and helping people out with that. And I know you got a lot to do out here. I don't want to keep you too long. Wait,
no,
thank you
not at
so
all.
Much.
I always love chatting with you, so thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Be on the lookout for Wade being in the studio again in the next, a couple months or so?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of my new thing, I think. I'm just going to stay in the studio.
Just
keep putting songs out. And
do you think you'd ever build one at your house?
No, way too much work. And I'm not that savvy. I mean, I've started producing records, and I really love that side of it.
Yeah.
But I can't do that without, like, great studio engineers and all the stuff that the technical side. I can tell you what I like and don't like about a song or something like that, but I don't want any part of that other stuff. Way too much work.
Way too much work. Well, we'll let you go.
And all right.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to new stuff. And y'all,
thank you.
Make sure, buy a hard ticket, buy some merch. Go see Wade Boeing. It's always a good time.